Well, farmers and ranchers are looking to set aside some of their best acres for posterity. Just received some good news from Washington, as the House did pass a bill that will make tax incentives for donating land into conservation easements permanent. Rand Wentworth explains what a conservation easement really is.
Conservation easements are voluntary agreements that give landowners a choice about the future of their land. Land protected by easements remains in private hands, and unlike federal or state parks, easements are managed by private nonprofit land trusts at no additional cost to the taxpayer. This nation has 1,200 of these organizations in all 50 states, and they all work well with private landowners.
Well, U.S. agricultural exports continue to be strong, and that's not only on the commodity front. Meat exports have been rising as well, and according to John Belanger, he feels that will continue because of the growing middle class throughout the world.
Generic population growth is important. Most places around the world continue to grow, but there's that economic development issue as well in countries such as Central and South America that a few years ago were not so much on the radar for U.S. meat products. Today, they very much are, places like Colombia, places like Peru.
Well, this year was supposed to be the year of El Nino, but it really hasn't turned out that way. However, many analysts feel we still might see milder weather into the end of this year and into the winter of 2015, which is something agriculture was hoping for.
The thing we have to remember is that the warming we had was a little bit early. The typical warming starts probably in the fall and goes through the winters. The general consensus of the models is we are going to head towards El Nino. We're on a little bit of a pause for a month or two, and then as we get into the fall, it will start warming again.
And thousands that came to State Fair Park on Tuesday got a good insight into the value of the 4-H program as we celebrated 100 years of 4-H. Pam Hobson explains a lot of value is involved in being a 4-H member.
It's one of those things that have invaluable life skills that these kids learn. They learn responsibility. They learn leadership skills. They learn how to work in a group, team building, and all the kinds of stuff that we want them to learn, the skills that they can use throughout their life.
Well, looking at the cheese market this morning, the rally continues with blocks up another penny to 207 a pound. Barrels pick up a penny and a quarter to 210 and one quarter of a cent, while AA butter sits at 240. As far as your Class 3 prices, August down to 21.63. September drops 41 to 21.49. And October off 31 at 20.78. Over on the Board of Trade, September corn off 2.5 cents at 355 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. December off 2 at 367. Beans for August off 9 3/4 at 1220 a bushel. September, that declines to 1080 and one quarter of a cent. While wheat for September off 8.5 cents at 552 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Livestock review, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 110 to 124. Most of the slaughter cows, 90 to 109. Fed cattle, choice beef, steers, and heifers top at 154. Holstein steers, 125 to 139. Your replacement bull calves, 240 to 385. Heifer calves, 175 to 310. With the colored beef calves, 3 to 545. Barrels and gilts remain firm at 90 and down. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. And the market lambs, 150 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agricultural front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.